This is the BBC. We commence with the Green Slade Impressions. Oh, look, I'm a train! It's going to be a long, hard winter. And now, listeners, I would like to thank those of you who sent old Greenslade all those lovely gifts of ties, socks, and shirts. Keep sending them in, Greensladers, and here is my new address. Greenslade's Natty Gents Outfitters, Petticoat Lane, London. 2, 4, 6, 8, hold, we a break!
And that signals the start of another highly esteemed Goon Show!
This has nothing to do with the show, but isn't it beautiful? Look.
Austria between the years 1908 and 1910. Or to be exact, 1909. The scene opens in the rural hamlet of Beck, situated on the River Bonn. But then you have all heard of Bacon Bun.
Yes, Bacon Bun. In that fateful year, I, Neddy Seagoon, was on a walking tour of the Austrian Istrian. By chance, I was given a ticket for the grand ball held at the Schloss Brandenburg in honor of the Emperor's son, Kronprinz Arnold.
Yes, the Kronprinz, being of the House of Heidelberger, was the heir. But we reactionaries did not want another Heidelberger on the throne. So that night at the Grand Ball, we conspired. Ah, there you are, Count Moriarty.
Ah, good hop in here, Colonel Gritpipe. I've been looking for you all over the ballroom.
You fool, you made it so obvious hanging on the chandelier.
Aksung, listen, we must talk together.
No, I'll wait until you've finished.
Look, let us go outside on the balcony.
No, we mustn't do that, we're being watched.
How can we talk without arousing suspicion?
I have it. Come close.
Yeah.
Hold tight now. And up. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Chassis, reverse turn.
Why, you waltz divinely. Now we can talk without drawing attention to each other.
Yes.
Do you come here often?
Only for assassination.
Good.
One.
Assassination. That brings us to the point of Kronprinz Arnold. What is the plan for him?
Well,
yeah?
This night he is sleeping in the castle.
Hello?
At the hour of midnight, we must place a bomb in his bed. 2, 3.
But surely he's bound to feel a cold bomb?
No. Not if it's put inside a hot water bottle. 2, 3. 2, 3.
Good. I'll tell you what to do.
Pardon me.
Yes?
May I cut in? This is an excuse me, don't you know?
Cut. I'll see you later, Colonel Griffith.
Very good, Mariah.
I'll feel him. I'll feel so good.
Will you mind taking your knees out of my eyes?
I beg your pardon.
Andre, I hope you didn't mind me excusing you.
No, I love competition.
I'm Neddy Seagoon, English tourist, you know. I'm on a walking tour.
I thought this couldn't be dancing.
Their Imperial Majesties, the Emperor and Empress, Ferrandel El Juan de Lobos, Catalania of Sardinia. His Excellency, the Count de Shekels, Ambassador to the Royal Principality of the House of Jorgenburg II. Fred Smith.
I say, that's our British Ambassador.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There he goes, collecting for Britain.
Now then, Colonel Gritpipe, I have some bad news.
Bad news?
The man who is going to plant the bomb has got cold feet.
I told you not to send a man without socks.
We must find some other Charlie.
Another Charlie,
yeah.
Eh? Well, let's go into the throne room.
No.
Curse, somebody's in there.
I going to bed now. It's way past 9 o'clock, you know.
No, wait, Neddy, wait. Just a moment. Moriarty.
What's this?
Moriarty, this is the Charlie for the bomb plan.
What? But this idiot is English.
Is there any other kind? Now listen, what I have in mind is this.
The two men finished whispering and then spoke.
Seagoon, take off that 3-ply deer stalker.
There you are.
Moriarty, have a look at our English friend. Precisely. But look at the birthmark on the lining of his hat.
Yeah, it says mother.
Oh, that. I had it tattooed in at Portsmouth.
Sapristi knuckles. That is the royal birthmark of the Dimburgers.
Yes, I've been told that often.
Naturally. Your rightful place is on the throne.
Yes, but it's locked.
Thank you. Let me tell you a folklore. When you were but a month old, you were snatched from your cradle and an impostor was put in your place, and then...
Yes.
Please, don't do that. Yes, you, poor lad, were wrapped in a copy of the Radio Times and placed on the doorstep of a barber shop.
I know. I hated that barber.
He took you in, didn't he?
Not until I was 23. By that time, I was too big to step over.
Nevertheless, you are now the heir to the throne.
Me? Emperor of Austria-Hungary?
Yes.
Oh, we'll have a grand time, won't we?
Yes.
Wine and girls and singing. Be my lord, sweet to me for, I'm king. Good luck, I'm king. I must send the postcard to the lad, mustn't I?
Yes.
Mister, what you call him? What you doing tonight? I'm an emperor, and to me all.
You silly, twisted boy, you.
Well, my loyal subject. Where's the keys to the old royal purse, eh? And while we're giving orders, get me a princess.
not so fast, Kronprinz Charlie. Before we can take office, there is one little job you must do.
Just say the word.
Assassinate Kronprinz Arnold. Stretch the barricade, Gilray.
Thank you.
Rightful Heir, Part 2. Until the plot to eliminate Kronprinz Arnold has been perfected, the rightful heir, Ned Seagoon, is kept in the Gasthaus of Fred Café. Bed and Frühstück Zweimark, proprietor, Herr Krantz.
Guten Morgen, Herr Ober.
Guten Morgen, mein Harry. Do you want breakfast now, or will you wait until it's ready?
Six boiled eggs.
Good. I'll just shout down the hatch. Frau Bannister? Sechs gekochte Eier. Coffee, mein Harry?
Yes.
Und ein Tasse Kaffee.
Und ein Tasse Kaffee.
With milk.
Mit ein bisschen Milch.
Mit ein bisschen Milch.
Yeah.
Oh, and bread and butter.
Und Brot mit Butter.
Und ein
Anything else?
No, thank you.
Then I'll just go down into the kitchen.
Why?
Minnie doesn't understand German.
I sat back to read a picture of King Edward. I was just about to draw a mustache on the portrait. Went through the window. It is a stone with a man tied to it.
Hello. Oh, it's good to be alive.
Will you? Ragged idiot.
I'm the famous echo, and I got a message for you.
Let me see. This paper is blank.
I know. I got to write the message on it. Now then, what's your name?
Seagoon.
Okay. Dear Seagoon, the man who is writing this note has a message for you. Signed, Eccles.
There.
Read that.
Is it for me?
Let me see. Your name's Seagoon?
Yes.
Yep, it's for you, yep.
Who's it from?
Who's it from now? Let me see. Signed, Enc... Wait, no, next. Signed, Enkel. No, that's what it... got the word here. Got the... I got it. Don't worry. Signed Eccles. It's for me.
Give it here. Let me see it. Dur Saglun, der Mann Rus Nat Le Fur, Grot Olg Fog Mag, Sigund Eckele.
Oh, I made a right mess of that, didn't I?
Never mind, Caxton. It so happens I overheard you writing this note.
Oh, well, burn that note quick.
Why?
I don't want people to think that I'm illiterate.
Why not? You have the personality to carry it off.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
Oh, it's fun to be alive. Fun to be alive.
Now, hurry up and give me that message.
Oh, yeah. You've got to go to the castle of the Imperial Hussars and ask the commander for the secret parcel.
Secret parcel, right.
Yep, well, I'm going to be off now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I've never seen a man's boots move so fast.
Neither have I. I better run after him.
Wait! He's come with you!
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to explain the reason for that extended silence. It's quite simple. When Ned Seagoon and the famous Eccles departed, the room was left empty. Hence, the lack of sound. In case any of you have just switched on, here once again is the sound of an empty room. Thank you. I leave you with the empty room.
Come along, Min.
I'm coming, buddy.
Well, here's your breakfast, Herr Seagoon.
Six eggs in German.
Coffee with milk, Herr Seagoon.
With the milk, yes.
Yes.
Grapefruit, buddy.
Grapefruit.
But all this stuff.
They got the salt for him, Henry.
Yes, yes, yes.
This breakfast. It's a lovely
beautiful breakfast, Min.
I hope you enjoy it, Herr Seegun. I hope you enjoy it.
Bon appetite, Herr Seegun.
Bon appetit.
Min?
What, then?
Herr Seegun isn't here.
Oh, perhaps he's gone out for some breakfast.
Yes, he must have gone.
Let's have a look for him.
Yes. He's not here, Min.
You mean I've cooked all this breakfast and nothing?
Well, Min, it wasn't my fault, Min.
No, Henry, I didn't like this sort of German spin-off.
Nothing, Min. Lose your temper again.
I don't
have any.
I'm not quarreling, Henry. Buddy, I'm not quarreling.
Do you mean that, Min?
Yes, I love you, Henry, buddy.
Well, if you love me, put that piano down.
I had it. You know I'm
Come along, Min. Poor Harry C. June has gone without his breakfast. But we must go.
Little do they know that by now Seegun had reached the castle of the Imperial Hussars.
Hey, there in the castle!
Cut me, Curder, and hit me not his blue. That sounds like in Charlie the First. Tallulah!
Yes, sir?
Lower the drawbridge.
Yin Tong in Lapo.
Good. Right, come across.
I can't! It's on my foot!
Well, raise it a bit. Come on in. Muggle me steaming chuck 2 feet off the ground and he walks under it. Lower it.
Oh, my foot!
You know, it just isn't his day.
You fool! Oh, do you realize I'm Kronprinz Neddy?
Kronprinz Nurgle?
Yes.
What? Oh, please, Neddy, forgive an old Campagna. I'll go to my room and I'll shoot myself.
You can shoot yourself out of here.
What? You want me to get my debt of gold? No, I'll do it in my room like a soldier and a man. Sire, could you lend me a pistol?
No.
A dagger?
No.
A sword?
No.
10 bob?
Yes.
Good, I'll borrow that. Honor is satisfied. Unseal the nappy. Now, Your Highness, the secret parcel here is for you. It's heavy, isn't it?
I'm still holding on to it.
Oh, now. This is to be placed in the bed of that imposter, Kronprinz Arnold. But first, pull up a portcullis and listen to Gladys Ellington.
Give me your word, your love will never die. Yes, give me your feel the same as I. My heart will beat a lifetime just for you. That's all it wants to do. If yours is just as true, why don't you give me your lips and let your lips remain.
Come on, honey, give me one smack up.
Give me your word. I am not in love in vain. Give me one hope to guide me. One vow you'll be beside me always. Give me your word.
That's my word. Yes.
Three little words. Oh, what I'd give for that one phrase. That's all I live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other word can tell them half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you. Tell me some more.
Later, I managed to get out. My disguise had been too perfect.
Ah, Crown Prince Neddy.
Colonel Gritpipe. I put the parcel in his bed. What is in it?
A time bomb.
But isn't that dangerous?
Only when it explodes. Now, what you have to do is to rouse the villagers.
Are they asleep?
No more than usual. Moriarty, a horse for the Crown Prince.
That's a fair swap. Right. I'm off to rally the villagers round my banner. Get up there!
Back again.
Right, get up!
Ah, your breakfast is ready.
Not now! We're starting the revolution! Yes?
We revolt tonight.
We revolt tonight? Oh, I must warn the villagers! We revolt tonight!
Look here, mate, don't keep picking on me. Try that out over there. We revolt tonight.
Okay, don't keep picking on me. Tell that house over there.
Right, mate.
By the way, is that phone call for me?
Which one?
That one.
Pick it up.
Hello,
we revolt tonight.
Thank you. Yes?
We have breakfast tonight.
When's the revolution?
Excuse me.
Certainly.
We just don't care, do we?
Meanwhile, in the bedroom of the Crown Prince, it is 2 minutes to nine.
Wrong with our plans. I've had news that the Crown Prince left for Switzerland this morning.
But who's in his bed?
Yeah, I can find you.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secom, and Spike Milligan, with the Remington Quartet and Max Galbraith. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Eric Sykes and Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.
You're listening to Radio 740, CBC Toronto.